A week before Christmas and breakthrough COVID cases are forcing the cancellation of several performances, from the Rockettes' annual holiday show at Radio City Music Hall to Harry Potter on Broadway. With the Omicron variant spreading rapidly, worried New Yorkers lined up to get tested. Among them, the vaccinated and boosted Broadway actor Katie Roper.
It's been really scary with the new variant. Very, very scary. And I definitely want to get tested more. I've had a couple of friends test positive. It's not good.
New York City has a 90% vaccination rate and some of the strictest vaccination requirements in the country. So despite a new record number of daily infections, New York's mayor says more lockdowns won't be necessary.
We have better treatments than we've ever had. We have one of the highest levels of vaccination anywhere in the country, and we have the ability to get a lot more people vaccinated or to get them boosted very, very quickly.
Still, many Americans are reconsidering their holiday travel plans. Nationwide, hospitalization rates are also on the rise, though still well below last year's peak.
Clearly, when you travel, there is always a risk of increased infection. But if people need to travel and want to travel for the obvious family reasons during this holiday season, if you're vaccinated and you're boosted and you take care when you go into congregate settings like airports, to make sure you continually wear your mask, you should be okay.
Health experts say even though Omicron appears to be less deadly than the Delta variant, it spreads more quickly. And that could spell trouble for the nation's healthcare system, with hospitalizations also rising, particularly in areas with lower vaccination rates. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.